Darren Weir is joining us, another big hand for the program today at Caulfield. Morning to Darren.
Hey, Greg.
I'm really well. How's things?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Got some very, very nice chances here. We might just go through them race by race if we can. And you kick off in the first on the program with Leather and Lace, who's flying in this preparation, winning at Warrnambool and Bendigo in real good style.
Yep, she's in great shape, Greg. And, yeah, we're hoping she can make the next step to sort of city class today. She's drawn well and she's in really, really good shape. So looking forward to seeing her run, actually.
Yeah, she won with a bit in hand going maiden to 64 at Bendigo.
Yep, she did. And it probably, on paper, it wasn't a that strong a race. And, you know, I guess if she's going to go on to be a good horse, she'd probably expect her to do that. But it's a very hard thing to do for a horse to win a maiden in the next start. And she done it in good style. So hopefully she can continue on.
In the second on the program, you've got Cliff's Edge, who, because he drew badly, you went right back with him last week, but drawn barrier one today. What'll happen?
He'll be forward today, Greg. He'll be in the first four. The only reason he sort of hasn't been on speed is because he probably hasn't been fit enough, and we've just elected to ride him a little bit quieter from the tricky barrier, but from the good barrier today, he'll be certainly in the first four.
What about the 1600 for him?
I don't think it'll be a problem, but I guess, you know, they've got to do it, I guess. But he relaxes really well, and I don't think it'll be a problem. And Johnny was very keen to run him today, so happy to be sending him around.
You're taking Aberdeen out today. Is everything all right there?
Yeah, everything's all right. He's just not a track that a horse that likes good ground, and I think it was a good three, so decided to. Pull him out.
Okay, and you have a little bit of a break, and then the brilliant Brave Smash back in the Testarossa Stakes. So some people were saying a little bit disappointing, even though he got the job done at Moonee Valley. What did you make of him there?
Well, I can only go on really. Look, I guess watching it live, you'd probably say that, but after talking to Damien, he was quite happy with the horse. He said he stepped away a little bit slow. And then he said he had to use him for the sort of first 400 or 500 metres.
And he was three deep, wasn't he?
Yeah, and to get into the spot, he rode him very well to win the race. It looked a bit ugly, but it was a good ride. He just rode him like the best horse in the race, I guess. And he just said it would have took that brilliance away late, the way that what I had to do early in the race. So I respect what Damien says. He's a good judge and a good jockey. So and he felt there was still a little bit there, and and also, we haven't really screwed him down yet, so that's why we're very keen to run him today.
And you're keeping him at 1,200 again, even though his Japanese form suggests he's effective longer than that as well?
Yeah, it does suggest that. To look at him, you'd think he'd be a sprinting type of horse. Maybe at some stage you'll get out over a trip for sure, but obviously... you know, we've got the Everest in the back of our mind, so running today is just in preparation for that, and then it's 3 weeks for the Everest, and we'll be really able to screw him down in the next 3 weeks and decide if we put blinkers on him or not in the Everest.
Okay, and you've got a tongue tie on him today. What's the reason for that?
We dealt him with the tongue tie on Tuesday morning, and Damien said he felt that it helped his wind a little bit, so we've decided to go with that.
Your backup is El Divino, of course, who ran pretty well behind Brave Smash. You would have been happy with that performance?
Yep, been happy with him all prep. He's been ticking along quite well, and, he'll race forward. He'll be in the first three or four, and he's in quite good shape too, but, he's an each-way chance.
Does he need a wet track, though?
Probably to see his best, for sure. Yeah, and I think he's such a big colt, that's why we sort of got to keep running him to keep the preparation going forward. So he's got the ability there, and one day if we get the track conditions to suit, he'll win a good race for sure.
Got a good hand in the main race, the Foundation Cup, the Naturalism. Big Duke is borderline. He's 35 in the order of entry to the Caulfield Cup. Articus, who probably needs to win here, and Amelie Starr likewise. What about, let's go through them one at a time, what about Big Jerky? Stayed at 1600 last time out.
Yeah, happy with him, and I thought Benny got him into a very tricky position at Mooney Valley. It wasn't the plan to get as far back as what he did, and he powered through the line terrific, and he's trained on really well since, so he's in good shape. Obviously, Artie just needs to improve, but he's drawn the good barrier today to get a good run, and his last run was okay, and it certainly made him a lot fitter, but probably the best of the three from outside is Emily Starr. Just got to overcome the tricky barrier, but she was obviously very unlucky last week, and she's had a really good week, so I think she's the best of my three.
Yeah, it was a heartache last Saturday, wasn't it?
It was a bit watching it, but I guess, you know, there's positives to it. Greg, the plan was always to back her up. I said to Damien, you know, obviously try and win the race, but look after her as much as you can, and things didn't go our way, and most importantly, she's had a really good week, and hopefully she can get a bit more luck today.
And 2,000 metres really should be ideal. She struck a heavy track, her only run in the Durban Cup.
Yeah, she ran really well too that day. So I don't think the 2,000 will be a problem. I'm looking forward to seeing her run today because I reckon she's in great shape.
And in the eighth today, Darren, you've got Kinedna, who's resuming, and Miss Covergirl.
Yep, Kinedna's in really good shape. Obviously, she's going to need it further, so she'll be back and running on for the future. And Miss Covergirl, we expected her to run a lot better than what she did first up. She didn't have the best run, but she was disappointing weight. So hopefully she can just show something today. Or she might be heading to the breeding barn pretty quick.
Okay, she's at the crossroads.
Yep, she is. She's only a horse to the stable, but she's obviously a well-performed horse, but she ran pretty poorly for us first up anyway.
All right, hoping for something better. What's the best of the tribe going there today, Darren?
I like Emily Starr. I reckon she's in great order, and I'm very keen to see where Leather and Lace fits in. So they're two really nice horses going forward.
Terrific. Correct answer, too. Thank you.
No worries.
I love it. Okay, thanks, Darren.
Good on you.